Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be doing this. It was a lovely Monday for me. It was a very lovely Monday for me. I wasn't working and I spent most of my time reading. I read the Bible a lot today. I prayed a lot today. And it was a very fulfilling day for me. It was a very fulfilling day to me. And it's only 3 minutes after the hour of 12. So which means it's Tuesday, the 16th of February 2021. And the time is around 0003. It's only 3 minutes into Tuesday. And I hope that you had an amazing Monday, that you had a very fulfilling Monday, that you are content and you believe, you are strong, and you know that you are in this season to win, you are in this life to conquer, you are in this life to dominate, you are in this life to overcome. So whatever happens, you just know that you are here to win and you are meant to overcome every challenge, every trouble, every problem that comes with achieving your goals, with achieving your dreams. You know, so how are you doing today? How are you doing? How was your day? How is it going for you? How is life going for you? How are you holding up? You know, I want to believe that you are still holding on unto your faith, you are still holding on unto your hope, and you still believe in yourself, you believe, you have trust, and you have faith in your abilities. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember that you always have something to be grateful for, so you can never run out of reasons to be grateful. So what are you grateful for today? Remember that gratitude goes a long way. Gratitude goes a long way. So you always have something to be grateful for. So today I want to talk about inspiration, guys. I want to talk about inspiration. What is inspiration to you? And what does inspiration mean to you? Does inspiration really matter to you? Does inspiration matter? Do you think inspiration matters? Do you think inspiration matters? Because personally, I believe that inspiration matters. I believe that inspiration propels you to truly live and not merely exist. I personally believe that we all need some inspiration to go by every single day. So what do you believe? What do you believe? Do you believe in inspiration? Do you believe that you need inspiration? Have you ever been at some point in your life whereby you were so uninspired and yet you kept going, yet you kept truly living, yet you kept trying and trying and trying again? Is it possible for you to actually keep going if you are uninspired? You know, that's the question that I keep asking myself, because for me personally, from my life experiences, there were days where I wasn't inspired. There were days where I would wake up and not feeling inspired to wake up, to dress up, to show up. Like, I would just want to go back to bed and sleep. Like, I don't feel like going out. I don't feel like working. I don't feel like trying one more time. I don't feel like I'm inspired to go after my dreams. I don't feel like I'm inspired to keep trying to do this one more time. So let me ask you this question. How do you possibly live your day if you are uninspired? How do you truly live, fully live, if you are uninspired? How do you do it? Because I haven't personally mastered how to actually do it if I'm uninspired. How do you keep going if you are uninspired? How do you keep trying if you are not inspired? How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it if you do it? I do understand that a lot of people, there is this other saying, what is it called? What do they say? They say that something like where inspiration ends, discipline takes over. How true is that? How true is that? How true is that when inspiration ends, discipline take over? How long can you run if you are uninspired? How long can you keep going with the discipline if you are not inspired? You know, that's my question. How long can you run? How long can you really keep going with discipline if you are not inspired? How long can you do it? How long can you try one more time if you are not inspired? I'm not saying it's not true that where discipline ends, where inspiration ends, discipline takes over. I'm not saying it's not right. I don't know how true it is, but for some people, I guess it works for them and they believe in it. But I haven't really been able to let discipline keep me going whenever I'm uninspired. I don't feel like doing anything when I'm not inspired. I don't feel like doing anything, even if I try so hard to let discipline keep me going. I don't truly bear any results. You know, I don't really get to smash my goals. You know, I can keep going, but it all becomes so fruitless because I don't produce any results. I don't become productive when I'm not inspired. I believe that inspiration is one of the most overlooked concepts in the world. You know, it is often overlooked, maybe because of its elusive nature, I don't know, but it's often overlooked. Believe it or not, inspiration plays an important role for personal growth and development, for professional growth and development. It has a major effect on our everyday life outcomes. So we all need inspiration. I believe that we all need inspiration. And inspiration can come from anyone or anything. You know, it doesn't have to be a person inspiring you to keep going, to keep pressing, to keep pushing, or to keep trying. It doesn't have to be a person. It can be anything. You know, it can be your dreams inspiring you to wake up, show up, and dress. To wake up, dress up, show up. It can be your experiences, your life experiences. It can be someone. It can be anything. An inspiration can come from anything, really. So what inspires you every single day to wake up, to dress up and show up? What inspires you to keep going and to keep pushing even against all odds? What inspires you to not give up? What inspires you to say, you know what, I just want to try this thing one more time? What inspires you to say that? What inspires you to truly live and not merely exist? What inspires you? One thing that I know for sure is that inspired people are motivated. Inspired people are empowered at all levels. They're motivated. Inspired people, they don't seek for just anything. They challenge the status quo. Inspired people always get things done. They are always productive. They always produce results, breathtaking results. Inspired people are very optimistic about the future. Inspired people are very positive and very creative. That's one thing that I know for sure about inspired people. I don't know about disciplined people, but I know that inspired people can go to places. Inspired people, they do amazing stuff. Inspired people, they do a lot of good and they do a lot of amazing things because they are inspired to wake up every single morning and to get things done. So I know that a lot of us believe that inspiration is only a motivational state that propels one to bring ideas into reality, you know, and to bring dreams into reality. But it also captures and harnesses ideas. Inspiration, it captures ideas. Without inspiration, we would be maybe butting our heads out against the same challenges day after day. Inspiration gives us the means and the motivation to rise above. Have you ever been inspired? Like you are inspired that, you know what, you can face anything. Like you are ready to take up the world. You are ready to hold the world in your own hands. Inspiration gives you the means to be creative. It gives you the motivation to get things done against all odds. Inspiration enables you to grow closer and closer to your dreams and goals. Inspiration keeps you going. Inspiration keeps you going no matter what. Inspiration doesn't allow you to give up. Inspiration, if you're inspired, there's no how you can give up. There is no how you can pack your bags and leave. If you are inspired, you keep going, you keep pushing, you keep trying. You know, nothing stops you. Nothing can stop an inspired heart, an inspired soul. Nothing can stop that. Inspiration gives you an opportunity to learn from others and their experiences. Inspired people, they learn. They learn a lot. They grow a lot. Inspiration pushes you to achieve enhanced well-being. Inspiration is healthy. Inspiration, it's very healthy for you. So in this fast changing world, it makes me think that in this fast changing world, where everything is shifting towards a more competition, like it's shifting towards competition rather than collaboration and creativity. I think now than ever before, like more than ever before, we should be looking towards the power of inspiration. We should harness the power of inspiration to go by and to drive our development, our personal growth, our professional development. So whatever you do, whatever you find yourself, you must continue to practice and sharpen yourself with an attitude of openness towards inspiration. I know that often we are told that, you know what, where the inspiration stops, discipline takes over. And that's not okay. That's not wrong at all. That's true. But how true is it? How true is it? How true you think it is? Do you think you can keep going without inspiration? How long can you go without inspiration? How long can you go if you are uninspired? That's my question. That how long can discipline keep you going if you are not inspired? How long can it carry you through if you are not inspired? I mean, life is full of challenges. Life is full of ups and downs. Life is full of lemons. Life is full of everything. Life is full of like a lot of things. So how long can discipline carry you through these challenges if you are not inspired? How long can discipline carry you through these problems, the opposition, if you're not inspired? Do you think you can make it really? Do you think you can keep going if you're not inspired? Do you think you can keep going if you are not inspired? No matter how we look at it, inspiration matters. No matter what, how we look at it, how deep we seek it, we look at it, inspiration matters. You need to be inspired to keep pushing. You need to be inspired to keep going. You need to be inspired to wake up every single morning. You need to be inspired to go for your dreams, to go for your goals. You need to be inspired. You need inspiration. No matter how you look at it, you need inspiration. There has got to be something that inspires you to become the best version of yourself. There has to be something that inspires you to go for the life of your dreams. Your dreams, you know, may inspire you. It might be someone's story that inspires you. Your circumstances may inspire you. Your experiences may inspire you. In any case, there is always an inspiration. There has to be always an inspiration in everything. There has to be an inspiration. So what's your inspiration? What's your inspiration? What inspires you to keep going? What inspires you to be the best version of yourself? What inspires you to go for the life that you cannot wait to wake up to? What inspires you? What inspires you? And what do you think about inspiration? Do you really think that inspiration matters? Do you really think that inspiration matters? Or you think that we can survive without inspiration? We can keep going without inspiration? We don't really need inspiration. What do you think? What do you think about inspiration? What do you think about inspiration? Your dreams are counting on you. Your future is counting on you. Do you think you need inspiration to strive for your dreams, to go for the life that you dream of? Do you think you need inspiration, or discipline is enough for you? Whatever it is, your destiny awaits. And thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.